What's the matter, sports fan? I see. You're stuck at another boring family function on game day, huh? Ouch. Tough luck, fella. All you want is your easy chair, a cold drink, and the big game on your big screen. Well, you may be stuck at little baby What's-Its birthday party, but you can still stay in touch with all your game day action.
Huh?
Because you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular has 41 4G LTE towers in the thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G. That's right, access to the latest sports scores faster than your favorite wide receiver. Is right. With 41 Thumb Cellular 4G towers in the thumb bringing you those kinds of speeds, it's like you're at the game.
Woohoo! Honey? Honey? Honey?
Huh?
Who are you talking to?
Head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
The iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C are now available at Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
There's a feeling of increased anticipation this time of year as the season winds down and the work and commitment comes to a fruition during the harvest. Hi, this is Jim McQueen, Ag Loan Specialist with Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. At Thumb National, we continue to work one-on-one with Thumb area farmers. We appreciate the dedication and determination that culminates when the combines and harvesters roll to cap another season. As you look ahead to another year with new challenges, remember that if you need an experienced financial partner, you can contact us at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. We have operational lines of credit to smooth out your cash flow needs. We finance machinery and land purchases to help increase your efficiency. We can even help with the home remodeling project you may have been putting off or the education expenses you knew were coming. All of us at Thumb National are hoping you have a safe and mostly enjoyable harvest season. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company with offices in Pigeon, Cass City, Caseville, and two locations in Bay City. Member FDIC.
The WLEW Sports Game of the Week being brought to you by Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring, Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sebring, Sandusky, Carroll and Frankenmuth, Moore Motors of Carroll, Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance, Saginaw Valley State University, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Ball Equipment of Sandusky and Richmond, B&D Heating, Cooling and Plumbing, Thumb Sailor and their 4G LTE network, Thumb National Bank of Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and two locations in Bay City. Pigeon AGA, hometown proud, and the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Internet phone services for this game are brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, on their 4G LTE network. Clark Ramsey with your call tonight. Dave Hansen to my right, in-game analysis. Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, and our Associate Director of Media Relations, Kayla Carson, in their booth tonight. And what's turning out to be a cold, chilly football Friday, and we couldn't be more in love with it. Right now, we're going to take a look at the other areas' games going on tonight, starting with the eight-man football playoffs, Bel Air and North Huron in Kindy tonight at 7, or tomorrow at 3 p.m., excuse me.
Yeah, tomorrow at 3, I like North Huron at home.
Akron Fairgrove and Owendale Gagetown, that's taking on tonight.
I'll take the Bulldogs.
Deckerville and Peck. Also tonight in Peck.
Peck has been very good. I'll take Peck.
And CPS in Portland, St. Patrick, going on tomorrow in Portland, Michigan at 1 p.m.
I think a good ball game here, but I like CPS.
Now we add three more people to the field for the 11-man football playoffs. In Division 6, Reese, 8-1, taking on Montrose Hill McCloy, who's 9-0 in Montrose, Michigan tonight.
Oh, wow, what a tough one. As good as Reese is, I think they might have run into a toughie there. I'll take Montrose.
And this is a very tough district altogether. The other side of that district, Marlette and Saginaw-Novell, both 8-1. That's going on in Saginaw tonight at 7.
Saginaw-Novell is just too tough there. I'll take Novell.
Oakland Christian at 5-4 and Harbor Beach at 8-1.
I'll take Harbor Beach there at home.
And that is a very interesting game, as we're going to break down the Harbor Beach Pirates for you right now. They're 8-1 and 5-0 as the outright Greater Thumb East Divisional Champions. Their only loss comes 48 days ago to Menominee, their favorite to win states in Division 5 currently. The Pirates are coached by Troy Schelke, the commander of the fleet for 17 years now, with an overall record of 117-60, winning 66% of all games as head coach. Harbor Beach is coming off of a state championship in 2012, last year in Division 8, and with a stingier defense this year than last year in Division 7.
Yeah, and to be more particular, the secondary is very stingy. They have all their guys back, Kraft, Essemaker, Cook. You will see them flying all over the backfield. They are ball hawks back there, and they're very difficult to pass on.
Harbor Beach has won 29 of their last 32 games, dating back to August 26, 2011, over 3 years ago. During that entire span, Eli Kraft has emerged as a do-it-all player.
Yeah, and in particular against USA last week, he had 9 carries for 70 yards and 3 touchdowns. And through the air, he was 8 of 11 for another 114 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Harbor Beach also saw Austin Seltz pass the century mark in rushing with 123 yards on 13 carries and a touchdown. In the passing game, Josh Schelke was again Kraft's favorite target, going 4 for 6 for 69 yards and receiving. And 2 touchdowns, 2 of those catches, SportsCenter top 10 plays.
Oh, and that goes without a doubt. Schelke has stepped up and filled a void as a go-to wide receiver. He becomes the down-the-field threat Eli Kraft loves to air it out to.
Tonight they take on a newcomer to the postseason for Auburn Hills' Oakland Christian. This is the first time that the Lancers have made it to the MHSAA playoffs. This is their 6th season only fielding a football team and have an all-time record of 14-39. This is the first season Oakland Christian has had a winning record, in fact, at 5-4. Oakland Christian is a co-op school, meaning they have players on their team from another school, Auburn Hills Christian, much like the previous agreement between Harbor Beach and Port Hope, bumping them up a division with a combined high school enrollment of 276. Tonight, the WLIW Sports Game of the Week is Lakers hosting Bath, but as part of our in-depth coverage, game correspondent Mike Meisner will be helping us keep informed from Harbor Beach with game insights. He joins us now via the telly from the east side. Mr. Meisner, how are you doing tonight?
Good to be with you guys tonight, Clark. Chilly evening over here on the east side.
What's the overall feel for this game against Oakland Christian? A lot of unknowns for the Lancers coming up to Harbor Beach, especially on a Friday night. Is the mood tense, or is Harbor Beach ready to roll?
Seemed like they're ready to roll. Biggest thing last week versus Unionville Cleveland Patriots, the Pirates got off to a slow start. They were actually down 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. I think you're going to see a little different football team today. I think they're going to get off strong right away in the first quarter. It's playoffs. It's a beautiful atmosphere. Also curious to see how the Lancers will handle adversity. First playoff game on the road in Harbor Beach versus the defending state champs. It's going to be an interesting one.
What's the key for Harbor Beach to get the victory tonight?
Key for Harbor Beach to get the victory tonight is to start off strong. If they start off slow like they did last week, they allow teams that are worse than them to stay in game. It's important to have a big lead at halftime and just get this one over, move on to next week, and come out with the W.
That is Mike Meisner, our in-game correspondent, covering the Harbor Beach-Oakland Christian game for us on the east side tonight as part of our WLEW sports coverage, all in depth across the entire Thumb of Michigan. Mr. Meisner, we'll check in with you at halftime. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Talk to you then.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports. It's time for a quick break. When we return, we will break down the game of the week ahead of us, the Bath Fighting Bees in Laker Country, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers in the playoffs for the first time since 2009. On the WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available. Find Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie and Cutaback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports